And good morning. We're continuing Hilchos Shabbos. We're learning Klal Yudal Adalachas of Doshin and Schita, and we're studying Simon Hay. In Simon Hay, he deals with the concept called Kvashim, and the first thing where is Kvashim and Shlokas. Kvashim are things which have been pickled, brined, soaked in liquid, and Shlokas is things which have been cooked in water to a very large extent. The truth is, any cooking in water would be potentially an issue. The point over here is, because of the large amount of cooking, they tend to absorb a lot of liquid. The question is what to do with the liquid. Both the scenario where the person is just trying to discard the excess liquid, both the scenario where the person wants to use the liquid for some other purpose, both of those are going to be discussed here in the next two simanim. So let's just talk about it outside a little bit, and then we'll see the chayyim inside. The Gemara clearly has an opinion that a person is allowed to squeeze kvashim and shlokas. Very clearly, the Gemara says, if just to discard the excess liquid, that's going to be mutter. A person does not plan to use the liquid, that's going to be mutter to squeeze out kvashim and shlokas. We pass like that on the Gemara, so that's a fact. That's not debatable. That's the halacha. The question is why? Why is that mutter? So we have two approaches. We said before that the issue of squeezing fruit to discard the liquid by zaysim and nabim were machmer, by sharp hairis were not machmer. So kvashim and shlokas are not worse than sharperis, that the primary purpose is not for the liquid. So they're like sharperis, they're like other fruits, which if a person squeezes the fruits to use the liquid, that's the problem. That a person squeezes the fruits just to discard the liquid, that's going to be mutter. So this is the same as over there. Number one. Number two, a general principle is that the malach of dosh is to extract the kernel to use it. Satosis and others explain that a person extracts the liquid to discard it. It's not really dosh. It's not connected at all to the malach of dosh, because you can't say that the extraction of the liquid is akin to the kernel being extracted from the husk, unless you plan to use the liquid. If you plan to just discard the liquid, it doesn't have a status of dosh. It doesn't go into the sister of dosh. So the combination of the two factors will allow one to squeeze the kvashim shlokas for the purpose of discarding the liquid. What about it, which means that it comes out and you're throwing it out and it goes deep? Well, let's say a person is squeezing it out because he wants to use the liquid. What's his status in that case? So that's, at first glance, you say, well, it can't be chayiv. It's not like zaysim and anavim, is not like olives and grapes, where the which you are exuding from the fruits has the same ashka. These are not. It's not that. Well, you could argue the following: if what it absorbed was something which was a mashka to start with, for example, if there was honey, or there was wine, or there was water which is absorbed, and now the person squeezing out, he's squeezing out a mashka, it has the same mashka. These are mashka min haTorah. So therefore, there's going to be potentially a problem on a deraisa level to do so, to squeeze that out. Alternatively, you could say that that's not true, because since it's absorbed into the food, and it's there in some way to function to help the food, so it becomes part of the food. So it loses its mashka status, and then it will not regain the mashka status when it's extracted a second time. And therefore will not be the raisa to do so. Might still be asur mirabonon, but not the raisa. This is the chayyim simon hay. Peres yirakus shenichmashu b'mashka. You have peres or yirakus, fruits or vegetables, which have been brined or which have been pickled in a liquid. Lemons, they used to make pickled lemons. Maluchim, which are salted. Oy v'urgakis, or pickles. Melachafonim is the Hebrew word for a cucumber. Oishen is bashtel was chot. The person has either been kibish it, the person has either done kibish, which is to soak it, and then absorb this liquid, or a person cooked it and absorbed this liquid. Drunas gives it out. So the Chayyadim goes first to the case where you want to use the liquid. We went to the case first where the person does not want to use the liquid. We'll clarify this one. It's Hashem in the next year. And meanwhile, have a good day.